the heart of Shasha. Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nueni.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello, hello again. This is Kalam Astro. Another weekend and a new day, or let's say a new night with Kalam Astro, with new updates and new exciting discussions about space. Right, so I do encourage everyone to get ready for an exciting episode of Kalam Astro, because we will be diving into so many captivating topics tonight that will keep you hooked, definitely. We will be talking about a delegation from Austria who has visited Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology. We'll brief you about that. And we will also be talking about an amazing event from Al-Muntada Al-Islami in Sharjah. They're having an amazing space lecture, which is related to religion as well. So I do not want any of you to miss this amazing episode of Kalam Astro. It's filled with updates and amazing stuff to hear or to listen to. And I will also be talking in depth or discussing the Emirates mission to the asteroid belt. So it's going to be an exciting episode filled with updates from the United Arab Emirates and Sharjah when it comes to space. So I buckle up for an out-of-this-world journey through the realms of astronomy and space exploration. Stay tuned for an enlightening and engaging session ahead on Kalam Astro and on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nueni.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to Kalam Astro. I hope you've had enjoyed the break, as always, and are excited to start Kalam Astro, because we are embarking on a fascinating journey into the realms of discovery and exploration in space, and in Sharjah as well, because I've got some exciting news which happened at the Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology. Now, the latest update brings a light on the enriching experience of an academic delegation who came all the way from Austria and graced the Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology with their presence. Yes, we had an Austrian delegation visit Sharjah, and most specifically the Academy of Astronomy. Right, so the Austrian delegation's visit, of course, was nothing short of extraordinary, to be honest, because they delved into the wonders of the universe through a scientific film which is called Din Al-Qayyimah. And this film can actually be viewed in Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology. And I personally have seen this movie. It is amazing. And of course, you can watch that movie at the mesmerizing Sharjah Planetarium. Additionally, of course, the delegation also engaged in captivating explorations of scientific exhibitions. And this had made them broaden their horizons, we can say, and ignite their curiosity about the mysteries that space holds. And I'm definitely sure that this is a memorable visit for the Austrian delegation, because it's not just about space. I'm definitely sure it also provided them a platform for cultural exchange and intellectual enrichment. So we can say that they've enjoyed their visit in Sharjah's Academy of Astronomy, and I highly encourage all of you guys to visit the Academy and get to view this amazing movie, Din Al-Qayyimah, which the Austrian delegation have seen or have witnessed in the Sharjah Academy's planetarium. It's simply amazing and very beautiful. I do remember getting chills, and I got goosebumps as I watched that movie, because it talks about the wonders of religion, the religion Islam, that is, and how is it connected to space. Is simply amazing. So we can say this is a definite cultural exchange and intellectual enrichment for the Austrian delegation from Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology. Well, isn't space just simply amazing with its vast expanse? It definitely continues to captivate our imagination and definitely fuel our thirst for knowledge. And yes, as we reflect on the wonders of space, let's journey together into the unknown, where each discovery unveils a new layer of wonders, right? Stay tuned as we unravel more cosmic mysteries in the upcoming segments of our show Kalam Astro. We've got more updates about space when it comes to Sharjah and the United Arab Emirates. So join us as we delve deeper into these wonders and amazing space updates to embrace the infinite possibilities that lie beyond the stars, right here on Kalam Astro and Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Keeping it local, all day, every day.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Master, and yet again we have another thrilling update for all of you, especially those who are living in Sharjah or living in the United Arab Emirates and can visit the city of Sharjah, because there is an enlightening opportunity presented by the Islamic Forum, which is Al Muntada Al Islami. They have an amazing invitation for all of those who wish to attend for free, of course, a series of thought-provoking lectures. And the lectures are titled Astronomy and Calculating Horoscopes and Their Impact on Islamic Rulings. Now, the lecture has happened last week, but the good news is it happens every Monday and Tuesday. It started on the 19th of February and it will run till the 2nd of March next month. So you guys still got time, and there are timings starting from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And the location, of course, is at Sharjah Academy for Space and Astronomy, Science and Technology. Now, these engaging lectures are really interesting, especially for those who are interested in Islam or religion, and how is it related to space, and how is space so important to define so many important things in the religion Islam, specifically when it comes to Islamic rulings. There was a very, very positive feedback by the attendees who had the privilege to delve into various fascinating topics, which included, of course, the significance of the Qibla direction and the spherical nature of the earth. And Qibla means the direction where we pray as Muslims, which is directed towards Al-Kaaba in Mecca. And they also talked about exploring the crescents and the dynamic changes, the phases of the crescents, how to find out when Ramadan starts, when Ramadan ends, when does Eid start. It all comes to the crescents and their dynamic changes. They talked about the recent explorations when it comes to these amazing findings on the timings of our Islamic calendar or our Islamic events, just like Ramadan and Eid. They've also tackled understanding the astronomical calculation of prayer times, because as you notice, if you have a Hijri calendar in your house, you'll notice that prayer times do differ. So sometimes, for example, let's say the nighttime prayer, which is Isha prayer, begins at 7:25, right? So, and then a few days later, it turns to be 7:17, right? So they talked about how to understand the astronomical calculation when it comes to prayer times, and how is it connected to space, or let's say astronomy, right? They also explored the impact of horoscope calculations, astronomy, and Islamic sciences. They also observed the transformations in the moon and the sun and their celestial positions, which is also mentioned in the Holy Quran, but I'd rather to keep this as a surprise for all of you guys. We have yet to explore when it comes to religion and their and its relation to space on Ramadan. I'm keeping it all for the holy month of Ramadan, right? So, and also the lecture discussed the relationship between science and religion and their mutual importance. So this captivating series of lectures aimed to bridge the gap between astronomy, Islamic teachings, and the scientific world has shed light, I can say, on so many connections between these diverse fields. And the amazing news is it's not going to stop. The lectures are still going again, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Monday and Tuesday, and they will run till the 2nd of March. So you guys still have time to join these amazing lectures and learn a lot about Islam and how is it connected to space and astronomy. So I would encourage everyone to join me, because I might be there, because I love these kind of topics. Right, so I might be there. So yeah, I'd like for all of you to have a visit and probably take notes and take part. You never know. Right, so it's going to be at Sharjah Academy for Space and Astronomy, Science and Technology, every Monday and Tuesday, and it will run till the 2nd of March. For now, I'd like for all of you to stay tuned for more enlightening updates and captivating insights in the upcoming segments of our show Kalam Astro on Pulse 95.
Talk about radio.
Talk about radio.
It's Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello again and welcome back to Kalam Astro. Hope you've enjoyed the music and the break. And yet we have more fascinating updates from the United Arab Emirates, specifically when it comes to the Emirates' mission to the asteroid belt. Now, let's talk more, delve in deeply into the Emirates' mission to the asteroid belt. Now, you guys need to know that this is a PDR, which means a preliminary design review. Why is it crucial? Why this mission is holding so much importance in the United Arab Emirates? Well, because this mission actually paves a major milestone in the mission development phase, where the design of the mission will be assessed by a team of experts. So basically, this is a PDR, a preliminary design review. Now, of course, there are so many objectives in this mission. First of all, and the most important thing, is to assess the mission's overall design, and that's to make sure that the alignment with the technical requirements and objectives are there, so everything is set. And not to mention, evaluate the proposed system architecture, the subsystem design, and the integration plans to identify the potential risks at any early stage in the development process. So before launching this mission, the review helps the scientists or the experts to know if there are any potential risks of any early stage failure instead of continuing the development process. So it's not worth it to start working on a project that might have a risk of failing, right? So this assessment is highly important to evaluate the architecture of the system and the design and their integration. Again, identify the risks or the potential risk for any early stage. So it's good to be alert, or let's say predict the failure or the success of this mission before wasting any more time on it, right? And also, one of the objectives of this PDR is to establish a baseline for the mission's design, of course, and verify the mission's readiness to advance to the next phase of development. So the key reasons of why PDR, which is the preliminary design review, is so vital, such a vital step in the Emirates' mission to the asteroid belt. Before it goes to the asteroid belt, it's very important to validate the mission objectives, which is to assess the potential risks and challenges associated with the mission, to have it analyzed, to have it addressed, to enhance the mission success and safety, to check the technical feasibility, to assess the technical side on when it comes to the mission's design, including the spacecraft capabilities, the communication systems, the propulsion methods, and not to mention the budget and schedule adherence, because the PDR can also evaluate the mission's budget and schedule to ensure that the resources are allocated efficiently and are adhered to for a successful mission execution. So basically, it's not to waste any more time, right? To get the best of the best when it comes to the mission before it goes or flies to the asteroid belt. So this is simply amazing. Not to mention that the PDR also brings together all of the experts, the stakeholders, or all the decision makers to review and provide feedback on the mission design. And this definitely fosters a collaboration and alignment towards the mission's success. So it's not just one expert reviewing, not two experts, not one stakeholder. There are so many people reviewing it before it goes to space and flies all the way to the asteroid belt. So by conducting this preliminary design review, the Emirates' mission to the asteroid belt will set a foundation for the mission's trajectory, and this will ensure that all of the aspects of the mission are carefully assessed and optimized for a successful journey into the depths of space. I would say that this is a very, very well thought of step before you waste time, probably, I would say, or probably put more effort on something that you have not assessed or reviewed, and then it goes failure, right? So let's hope that the Emirates mission to the asteroid belt becomes successful, and I have a feeling that it would, as long as the PDR has been conducted. A quick break and we will be coming back to Kalam Astro, so don't go anywhere and keep it right here on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. I have a sad, not an amazing update to be honest, but a very, very sad update, which happened last Wednesday on February 21st, because scientists, or let's say astronomers, they bid a fiery farewell for ERS-2 satellite. Yes, it is a doomed satellite, which is called ERS-2, that's putting on a fiery show as it plunged back to Earth. So let's go to the imagination world and see what happened, and try to imagine what happened. So imagine a giant space rock doing a, let's say, somersault towards our planet. That's ERS-2 for you. Now, back in 1995, the European Space Agency launched ERS-2, so that's almost 20 years ago, and it's a super cool Earth observation satellite. And for 16 years, it snapped amazing pictures of our planet from space until its mission ended in 2011. And of course, it was floating in space. So fast forward to now, and ERS-2 is on a grand finale mission as it gracefully falls back to Earth. We all know that there's space junk in space, right? So if the satellites are not working, they keep floating in space. However, ERS-2, it wants to come back with a grand finale mission as it gracefully falls back to Earth, as I said. Now, the amazing thing is, some people at the HEO Robotics in Australia have managed to get jaw-dropping photos of ERS-2 satellite making its fall towards Earth. And the tricky part of it is that they have to make sure that the ERS-2 does not crash into any other space stuff. So talk about safety first in space traffic, right? So it should not crash into other space junk before it falls off. So the big day was, or should we say the fiery day was, February 21st. The pictures are very amazing. Have a look at the pictures. They're simply amazing. You can see a satellite falling towards Earth. So ERS-2 has made a wonderful, wonderful fall to Earth. So yeah, scientists have, or let's say observers have had their space lenses on the skies to keep the space lanes clear and avoid space junk or traffic jams. Plus, no toxic or radioactive stuff on board, so it's all good. So, if you kept your eyes on the sky on February 21st, you probably would have seen ERS-2 and probably have bid farewell to it as well, because it lit up the atmosphere just like a spectacular cosmic firework show. So yeah, and I would also like for all of you to remember that even in space, every ending is just a new beginning. We are coming back after the break, so keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Keeping it local, all day, every day.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
My dear fantastic space lovers and listeners, as we near the end of tonight's cosmic journey on Kalam Astro, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude and thanks to each one of you for tuning in and joining me on this space-tastic adventure, I would say. So yeah, definitely, because it's you guys who keep me going, right? You truly make our amazing radio space show Kalam Astro brighter than a supernova, with your presence, of course. Right, so before we go, let's take a moment to reflect on the stellar topics that we've explored together tonight. We've talked a lot specifically when it comes to the exciting update about the academic delegation from Austria visiting the Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology. So yeah, we've talked about the amazing knowledge exchange and cosmic discoveries taking place as the minds from different corners of the world united to explore the mysteries of the universe. So it was a culture exchange and amazing space discoveries in Sharjah. We also talked about Al Muntada Al Islami, which is the Islamic Forum in Sharjah, which is having an invitation for amazing lectures that are connected to space and Islam, which is running till the 2nd of March. So you guys still have time to join in. It is located in Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology. You'll be fascinated about the amazing information and the relation of space and Islam all together when it comes to prayer times and many, many other things in Islam, right? We also talked about the Emirates mission to the asteroid belt and its PDR, which is the preliminary design review, which is currently being reviewed by many, many experts and stakeholders. Before the Emirates launches the mission to the asteroid belt. We also lastly talked about the Big Dead satellite tumbling towards a fiery end in the Earth's atmosphere and the stunning, amazing pictures which have been caught of it. Right. So as we wrap up tonight, remember the universe is vast, mysterious and full of wonders waiting to be explored, and that's why we will be back to Kalam Astro tomorrow, same time at 7 p.m. So I do encourage all of you to mark your calendars and don't forget to stay tuned again tomorrow with me right here on Pulse 95.
The heart of Sharjah. The heart. The heart of Sharjah. Pulse 95.